the better side in the first half, there's no doubt about that. And we just hung on in there, really, to be honest with you. And we scored a terrific goal from Michael Tidzer, but, you know, we didn't really, you know, play. I thought McFarland had a stranglehold in the game. First half, second half, I think we, you know, we definitely were more aggressive in our play. You know, we tried to take the game towards Dunfermline. But the game could have swung either way. They had a couple of great chances on the break, and we defended well in those situations. And the one-on-one, I mean, Alan probably disappointed they never capitalised on that. And obviously, we had two or three good opportunities as well with Lee Robinson, good saves, a couple cleared off the line. And you just think it's going to end up a draw. And to be honest with you, if it ended up a draw, I wouldn't have been too disappointed, because I didn't really think we played that well. But listen, you nicked the win, and there's been games. We've had several games this year we've drawn. I think we've probably deserved to win. So today was a wee bit fortuitous for us to get all 3 points. But nevertheless, in this division, you've got to be delighted to take them.
It's another late goal, Jim, against a team that you're starting to get late goals against. You did it 2 weeks ago.
And well, aye, there was 5 minutes to go. I think this one was even closer. But to be honest with you, it could have went either way. As I say, the teams are very evenly matched in most aspects. You know, we know each other so well, of course. You can't really come up with anything different. It's just on the day, and sometimes it just comes down to a mistake or something. And from our point of view, Bob came on and took a gamble, really, that the ball might go over the top, put pressure on, ended a bit of presence of mind. I think when a sub goes on, he sees the goalie running out, he might think, well, I've got a chance to be the hero. But what he did do is he was a team player, and he lifted his head and played a perfect pass to Gary, and it was a great finish. So listen, we're delighted. We're not going to pretend that we were great, because we weren't, but what we showed was a desire and an appetite for the game, and that in organisation defensively kept us in the game. And if you stay in the game, there's a chance you can nick it, and we nicked it today, there's no doubt about that. I'm not going to shy away from that. The last couple of weeks, I think we've performed very well, and the results have matched it. Today, I don't think we performed very well, but we managed to get the results, so we're delighted.
I think that takes you back at the playoff spot, certainly above the Perma now as well.
Yeah, again, as I said, it's good for the players and good for the club that we've won 3 games on the bounce, and it's so tough to do that. So we're pleased about that, but it's first couple of days in February. This league is torn and thrown. And it's so difficult, as I said, week in, week out. So we'll enjoy the weekend, we'll enjoy the result, and then we'll move on to next week. Thanks very much. Cheers, guys.